In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The first words of today's Mass are a very beautiful prayer. My heart hath said to thee, I have sought thy face. Thy face, O Lord, will I seek. Turn not away thy face from me. We all long for the face of God. This is the desire of every human heart, whether it knows or not. We all aspire to see the face of God. This is the reward promised to us if we are faithful, to see Him face to face. And to find in this vision the completion of every desire of our hearts. This is what is promised to us, the essence of heaven, the vision of the divinity. But we cannot forget a very important teaching of our Master, Jesus Christ. What you have done to one of my brethren, you have done to me. So our Lord says that we have to learn to contemplate His face here, now, in our brethren. Not the face of His divinity, but the face of His humanity. The humanity He took in order to save us. The humanity He shares with us. His humanity, which still suffers in His members. So we have to learn to see Jesus Christ in our neighbor, in the members of our family, in those who are in need. And we have to know that when we serve our neighbor, when we serve those in need, we are serving the Lord. What you have done to one of my brethren, you have done to me. May it be good or evil. What you have done to one of my brethren, you have done to me, said the Lord. So works of charity please God, but they also make us receive many blessings from heaven. And we can see this in the epistle for this day. We see that poor widow who didn't have enough for herself. And the prophet asked from her a glass of water and a piece of bread. Even though she didn't have too much, she prepared the bread for the man of God. And because of this act of great charity, she was blessed in such a way that never again she lacked in anything. So we should learn to see the face of our Lord in our brethren. Remember how many times our Lord disguised Himself as a poor, as a beggar, in order to receive under this appearance the service of His saints. So let us remember it when we are serving our brethren. We are serving the Lord through our brethren. May it be for Him that we do what we do. So always remember, my friend, what you have done to one of my brethren, you have done to me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.